Okay, Kyle, thank you. Tonight at the ballpark, it is Organ Donor Awareness Night, and we have with us Dr. Salvaggi, the Associate Professor of Clinical Surgery at UHealth. Dr. Salvaggi, tell us a little bit about your role there.
I'm one of the surgeons in the liver and intestinal transplant team at the University of Miami Jackson Memorial Hospital, Miami Transplant Institute, and I work taking care of adult and pediatric patients who require either a liver or an intestinal transplant.
And I know you guys do amazing work all the time. Tell us about one of your recent achievements that you've done at the hospital.
Well, our program is one of the largest in the country. For instance, last year, we did a total of 520 transplants of all organs combined. We were first in the nation for intestine. We were first in the nation for number of kidney transplants done. We were second in the nation for the total abdominal organ transplants. And we were the 10th busiest liver transplant program of the country.
Obviously, you guys have a lot on your plate. Do you have any clinical trials going on right now?
So we have multiple clinical trials according to the different types of organs. For instance, we are starting a clinical trial, trying a new substance on research patients and to see if we can decrease the chances of rejection for organs. And we also have clinical trials on other patients who have received liver or intestinal transplants to try to decrease the amount of medications that are required to prevent rejection.
You guys have a special patient, Justin, who you're talking about tonight. Tell us his story, why you are highlighting him.
So Justin is a very special patient. First of all, because he was a pediatric patient when he received this transplant. And second, because his story basically started at Jackson Memorial Hospital. He was born with a rare congenital disease in which the biliary system of the liver that drains the bile is not present at birth. And so he required a liver transplant fairly early in his life. And by the age of 5.5, 6 months, he actually required a liver transplant. The amazing part is that he has done extremely well. He is today with us without any significant problems. He's taking a minimum amount of medications. And in a couple of years, we hope we see him in college, maybe at the University of Miami.
If you could tell listeners one thing to take away from the importance of tonight, what would it be?
I think the single most important fact is that we could not do this if it wasn't for donors and donor families. Our job would be impossible if it wasn't for the great act of love that donor families do. Organ donation is becoming more and more prevalent and increased in our country, but we're still way behind our needs. Every day, so many patients unfortunately pass away waiting for an organ transplant. And if we could persuade more people to sign up for organ donation, for instance, when they do their driver's license, or to talk to their families, so in case something bad would happen to them, then the family would know that their wish is to give organ for donation. Again, we would not be able to do our job if it wasn't for the organ donors and their families that give this great act of love.
If people are interested in becoming organ donors, where can they go to learn more information or to sign up?
There are multiple websites on the internet. I think the easiest thing to do is when you renew a driver's license. And right now in Florida, more and more people are doing it. There's a transplant foundation, that is unos.org, UNOS.org, that gives all the information on how to become an organ donor. Or they can look up at our organ procurement organization here in Miami. It's called Life Alliance. And if you just Google it up, you can find it. And there'll be all the information on how to sign up to be a donor. It's a very easy thing. And once it's there in the computers, it doesn't have to be changed.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. You're welcome.
Kyle, back to you.